Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening or good afternoon. Well, it's good evening everywhere. It's January 14th, 2014. I'm going to have to get used to saying 2014. So it's a good, fresh year for everybody. Time to make new promises, resolutions, and determine that this is going to be the best year in our lives because all other options are less fun than that option. So we're glad to have all you folks calling in tonight. We've got several people in the caller room waiting to make comments or to get short readings, and I'm thrilled to have two fine ladies with me tonight. I'm going to let them introduce themselves in alphabetical order. First, this is Jan Drake Bakke, and Jan, let me get you on here. By the way, for you folks, if this is live radio on Blog Talk coming to you from Skype, there is a little delay. Sometimes if we get glitches, bear with us. Jan, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am. Hey, Gary.
How are you, Jan? Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Okay. I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I am part of the Psychics Gone Wild group and have been for a few years now. And I started out as a student. Oops. And I'm still working my way, but I'm getting more skilled as the time goes by. And
we're all students, Jan. We're all students, Jan. Always learning.
That's right. And anyhow, I've been a performer most of my life, and I've been through a lot of stuff and got ill, and so I've been sort of at home mostly now, not doing a lot of work. And actually, the last 5 years, I haven't worked at all. So I've had time to concentrate more on this. And I've always known that I was a little bit intuitive through the years, and I didn't really know much about it. And different things happened to me, and I knew that there was something going on. Well, one time my mom and I were, when my mom was alive, this was many years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and we were having an earthquake in our town, and I was asleep, and I automatically got up. I was walking in my sleep, and I saw this big, huge butterfly. It was in front of me, and it was taking me to my mom that was down the hall to her room. I woke up right in the middle of doing all that, and I was in shock because I had just remembered seeing this huge butterfly in a dream and this big, loud buzzing noise. But then I woke up and we were swaying. The house was swaying and we were in an earthquake and my mom was screaming. And I did finally get to her room and everything was okay. And but it was like this animal was the one that woke me up and got me there. That's when I knew that something was going on with animals. I didn't know what it was. But soon after that, I started listening to Dr. Stephen Farmer on his show on another radio show. And started learning more about it and realizing that we actually have these spirit animals that are around us, and we call them totems or power animals, and they actually are around us. They're part of our whole life, like spirit guides and angels and fairies. We have totem animals. We have animals. They're guardian angels, so to speak. And in the books, it's said that they represent an animal or a plant that serves as an emblem of a group of people, such as a family, clan, group lineage, or tribe, reminding them of their ancestry or mythic past. They're not limited to any particular, group. They're part of many, many, many groups in Canada, Africa, Arabia, Asia. They're in every place. They're everywhere. they're part of who we are as people on Earth, and they represent us in living life. When you see your animals just outside, if you have animals coming near you, like butterflies or you know, birds or whatever, and if they're constantly coming around you, you can bet that's one of your totem animals. They represent part of our personality and part of our inner being of who we are, and they give us messages, and they're here to help us. And so, anyway, I've been involved in this and getting more and more into it and learning more about it myself. For some reason, my whatever it is, my spirit has opened up to them, and I'm seeing them. So that's why I'm into it, because I'm starting to see them. I can't talk too well today, obviously. But
doing pretty well,
anyway,
as far as we can tell.
Go on. Okay, good.
And that's, no, I didn't mean that condescending at all. I just made you very clear and very crisp.
Oh, no, thank you.
Very clearly explained what you do. And I think it's interesting about the animal spirits being around us. And Jan will be doing some totems and I think some chakra things also. And I'm going to connect with Peg right now. This is Peg Jones, and Peg is going to tell us what she does and a little bit about herself. Peg, what's happening, girl?
Hi, I'm Peg Jones, and I'm an angelic life coach and an author. I had just had a book published in July, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, and it is a book of daily angel messages, and each message has a journal exercise that will help you to understand how your angels can help you on a particular day or at a particular moment. And it's just a good way to kind of connect with your angels each day and to think about how they do connect with you. And I also am teaching classes, angel communication class. And starting next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to start having Archangel meditations for 45 minutes. And next week is just kind of an overview of what we're going to be doing. And then the following 4 weeks, we'll be doing a different Archangel each week, and I have suggested to just make a donation of $10 or less, and if you can't make that, then just come anyways, and we'll just have fun getting to know the archangels. And so I guess I just help people to get to know the angels, and it's been an interesting path, that's for sure.
Well, that is absolutely true. As far as archangels and angels, my name is Gary Wimmer, and again, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I started giving readings in the early 70s, and in 1977, in reference to what Peg was saying, I had a near-death experience after a week of escalating psychic ability. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. It's both on Kindle and Amazon. It's about the near-death experience, and I indeed recognized for the first time in my life how clearly we do have angels, we do have archangels, we do have guides, we do have so many spiritual entities that we aren't aware of because they sort of wait for us a lot of times to look for them, to investigate, to have some curiosity. So that's a book I wrote called A Second in Eternity about a near-death experience. I started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1980, I met a very interesting psychic who taught me a method of reading called lithomancy. And what this is basically a method of reading patterns in stones, and I'll be doing this for some of the callers today. It basically involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. Those are 10 planet stones, and 6 stones based on life, life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when we do it over the phone, I will ask people to just say drop after I charge the stones up, get your energy into them, We'll ask you to say drop. I'll read them like a clock from the center up to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around for 3 weeks. And we're going to try and hold our readings down to about 3 or 4 minutes per person. So I always call that 3 minutes, 3 months in 3 minutes, which comes out to about 15 seconds per week. So I'll cover a lot of issues quickly. And we have three of us tonight to give readings to you folks. We have a lot of callers, so what we might try to do first is see if you want to choose a Jan or Peg or myself, and if we have enough time, we may try to give you a little bit of everything. So basically, that's our spiel, and welcome out to Psychics Gone Wild. And without further ado, I'm going to take our first caller. You folks, be sure and get out a pencil and a piece of paper, because we're all going to be giving you some contact information above and beyond Psychics Gone Wild, where you can find out about all of us on Psychics Gone Wild. Just to let you folks know, we're going area code 512, then 414, then 310, and we will be taking calls in the order received. So 515, are you with us?
Hi, this is Nancy from Texas.
Nancy, I'm your neighbor. I'm in Austin.
You are.
How you do? Yeah.
Yes.
I try not to sound too Texan. But what's your flavor tonight, Nancy?
Well, I'm looking for maybe an angel reading, but you might be able to help me with some of your insight because of your music background. I'd like to find someone in the next few months in Austin to compose music for the lyrics that I've written, and just wanting to know if you have any information that would help me find this person.
Well, I've done a lot of that myself. There's so many musicians in Austin. I'm probably not as connected as I was 20 years ago, but you surely won't have a problem doing that. Contact me personally about that. Do you know how to get a hold of me? Because that'd be a lot more efficient. Contact me personally about that, and I'll talk to you about that on another level. You shouldn't have any problem here in Austin, and I can give you a lot of suggestions or tell you what I can do and other friends can do.
Okay.
Having said that, did you want to talk to Peg, get some angel guidance here?
Yeah, that would be good, too. I appreciate that. But I will contact you later, Gary. That would be great. Thank you.
You too, girl. Peg, you've got it.
Okay. And the card that I have is Time to Create. How appropriate. And I think it's time to use your creativity, to use your ideas, and to express them and go ahead with doing what it is that you would like to do. You know, they say that creation, before something is created, comes in our mind, and then we go about doing the creating. And, every idea is special, and, they all have that ability to create. To be created. So I feel like excuse me.
God bless you, girl.
To do just that. And I'm going to get some water. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I hope your voice is okay.
It will be.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for your help. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to let you know that when I picked the lion and it talked about creativity, too, for you. Just want to tell you that.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Well, I will get busy then. How's that? All right. Thanks a lot. I'd appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I wonder what happened. Gary back?
Oh, I don't know.
Oops, excuse me. Here I
Gary,
am.
Gary, are you
excuse
there?
Yes, I'm here. I forgot to do the mute button. I'm still somewhat tech challenged sometimes. So good to be back with you folks. We're going to move to area code 414. Are you there, 414? Can you hear us?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
Who are we speaking with?
Felicia.
Pardon me?
Felicia. I'm sorry. I said it fast.
What a beautiful name, my dear. Would you like a general reading? Would you like some information? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a general reading. I'll give you a general reading. We're going to ask Jan and Peg, meanwhile, to be tuning in, so you'll get a little comment from everybody here. And we probably owe Nancy, if she's still listening, a short reading, but she'll get in touch with me, and I'll make it up to her. And to all you folks, you can go back and download the archives and always listen to what's been said in case you forget. So be sure and do that. Go back to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild, this episode. Download to your computer, and you can hear it. And Felicia, having said that, I've been charging these 16 stones up, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, my dear, is say drop whenever it feels appropriate.
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, believe it or not, you are about to enter a very prosperous feeling, especially in terms of commitments and love and so forth. And that's probably more than anything because you're processing a lot of things here. There's a lot of changes going on, and you're processing a lot of this. But by processing it, you get free from it very quickly. And that's why in the next week and a half to two, with things about love, with things about family, with plans of where you want to go, what you want to happen, how you want things to unfold, you're getting a lot of great enthusiasm about that in the first week or two. And that's going to help you reform a lot of plans you have that you've been sort of dealing with readjustments about. Now, by the second and third week, she's coming through kind of loud, the little girl.
That's my granddaughter.
Okay. She sounds beautiful, but she's come through pretty loud.
She's cute.
Oh, I believe that. I wish I had grandkids. I never got married, never had a wife, never had kids, but I sure love them. I've had a lot of cousins. By the second and third week here, you're going to find that a lot of your feelings of optimism have not only cleared out these things from the past, they put you on a very good direction with men, with planning, with structure, with organization, and with your emotions being right in line with your activity. You're not processing a lot of things like you are in this first week. And by the third and fourth and fifth week, oh, you have so much luck, Felicia. You have the Sunstone, you have the Luck Stone, and from the fifth and sixth week on, you're going to have quite a lucky cycle because of how much you're letting go of here and how much you're processing just in the first week and a half to two, breaking through walls, getting fresh communication. And by the end of this three-month period, I think you're going to be quite thrilled at how much you feel back in balance and harmony with commitments, with things about place, and with feeling good about where you're going. So don't be afraid of kind of letting go of what's driving you crazy is the easiest way to say it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I have been doing that.
Yeah, it feels like it. That's why I say you're in a lucky cycle because you've been processing and about to finish it. So feel proud. And Jan, do you want to add anything to that? And then will it Peg add something?
Sure, I'll just a little bit. I got the shark for you. And even though the shark can be seems like a scary animal, it's really not. It can denote a talented and discerning, expertly tuned senses enable sharks to detect energy grids and electric vibrations and to smell distant prey. Shark guards ancient knowledge and secrets. And if you're especially sensitive right now, so be careful what environments and situations can expose yourself to. Allow yourself to swim through your emotions fluidly so as not to get stuck in any one feeling. But you're very well protected and can ward off any threats, negativity, or psychic attacks. So it's a very positive animal. I just wanted to let you know that you have a very good totem around you for protection with everything
okay.
that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
And how does it look on the guardian angel front there, Peg?
Oh, well, the card that I got was learn something new. And I'm hearing it's something that you've always wanted, something new, and something that you weren't quite sure about. And something that can maybe help you spiritually, if that's something that you're interested, or something that may help you in a passion that you might have. And I'm hearing that that it's something you've been thinking about, but not quite sure if it's something that you should attempt to do. And I'm hearing the angels say that, be the time to do so. So I hope that that helps.
You said give it time. I didn't catch the last part. I'm sorry.
That it's something that you wanted to do, and you know that this may be the time to do so.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
care. Hope that helps you, Felicia. And you can always.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Listen back into the archives, download them, and so forth. And we are moving right along. We're going to do an hour and a half show today, folks. So it's we're less than 30 minutes through it. And provided my co-host and me all stay awake and alert and have you folks on the line, we'll be here for about an hour and 10 minutes more. So be patient. We're going to try and get to everybody. This is area code 310. Can you hear us?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
We're doing great. Who are we speaking with?
Ken, my name's Anna.
Anna,
and
where are you
I'm
from,
hoping
Anna?
To get a reading by yourself. I'm from Illinois, but I'm not in Illinois right now. I'm in Wyoming, so.
Okay, Anna in Wyoming, I will do you a short one as you requested, and we're going to ask Jan and Peg to follow up on a some angel information and some animal guide.
And I'm wondering if you can like try to focus on one area. Can you do that?
Sure. What is it?
The love and relationship area.
Why am I never surprised to hear that from a woman? To be honest with you, sweetheart, all the time, every time, every reading I do for a woman, that comes up because y'all are very complex about that. To your compliment. To your compliment, you are. I grew up with six brothers. I grew up with six brothers. They're all gentlemen, but I realized how we can just by nature be detached, separate things. Everything's holistic in y'all. It all boils down to people, so relationships will come.
It does.
Always.
Yeah.
And having said that, all you have to do, Anna, is say drop. And I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
There you go. Okay, well, first thing is quit looking at the past. Start looking where you want to go in the future, because that's the most important thing, right? With Neptune, it's saying really push yourself toward a whole new visualization. And I feel like just in the next 2 weeks, things about relationships are going to get a lot clearer for you. They really are. You've gone through some situations recently. You have to kind of going through a corrective phase, so to speak. But it's also helping you spiritually a lot. And that's very important no matter what you do, is your spiritual awareness. So as you see where you're going here in the next couple days and week, and start seeing yourself in balance in the beauty you've got, the power you've got, the way you feel about love, how your emotions are going to work for you, how you wanted things to work out great, that is going to bring you balance, harmony, confidence, good feelings around your place, good feelings about emotions and about relationships all in the next week and a half or two. So you start thinking about how you want this to unfold. We don't get everything exactly the way we plan, but if we make some, you know, like I always say this, if there's who, what, where, when, why, how, the universe is going to choose a couple, but two or three or four out of six ain't bad. So start making your plans about how you want to see yourself emotionally, how you want to see these relationships work out, and you'll start noticing that you're creating that. You really are, because that's what you're going through spiritually. And by the third and fourth and fifth week, you're going to realize what you have created. how you do feel so much better about relationships, how you do get a lot of fresh light about it, and how your ability to make decisions by the fifth and sixth week on is probably better than it's been in a while, because you're going through this refreshing period with yourself. So decision making and communication skills and that sort of thing from the sixth week on are quite different for you. Now, by the eighth and ninth and tenth week here, you're still processing a lot of things from the past, but you've actually learned how much you have gained by letting go of things and by seeing yourself completely different light. So don't be afraid to let go of things sooner rather than later, because by the 8th and 9th and 10th week, you'll look back and you realize how much you have let go of. Be aware of it now. It makes it lighter. And beyond this three-month period, there's a lot of things both with stability, with relationships and career that are going to unfold for you quite gracefully. See yourself in power right now, because this is all you've got is now and forward. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Okay. Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Well, good. I'm going to pass it on to Jan, and then we're going to get Peg to add a couple comments. Ladies, it's up to you all.
Should I go first, Peg? Or?
Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I got two for you, Anna, and I recognize your voice, and I never look at past papers to see what I've given callers. So I know I've given you something before, and it may be different now. But anyway, I see the bear and the cat for you. The bear, most bears slow down and sleep through much of the winter, but instinctively they know when to retire and be alone. So that's always nice to know, when you know how to deal with your energy in the winter, you know, if you need time to be alone. Bears are determined, focused, good-natured, and they have fun. They emerge with wisdom, and prompting us to explore the unknown and seek adventures in our dreams. Sometimes serious, often humorous, bear is a superb guide and protective travel companion. Bear often shows up in dreams to encourage self-reflection and nudge us toward deeper meaning. The cat, on the other hand, is very independent, into healing, clairvoyance, curiosity. Cat reflects your independent nature. A free thinker, you often do not behave as people expect, and you sometimes take risks. But cat, as your ally, you seem to live a charmed life. Naturally graceful and very sensitive, you're a curious and clever soul. Once you know what you want, you do not hesitate. You are interested in developing your psychic abilities and perhaps practice some aspect of the healing arts. Does any of that make sense to you, do you think?
It does, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And the last thing it says, if the cat has crossed your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. And so pay attention to signs and synchronicity so that you can act when the time is right. Follow your instincts, and the cat, it has appeared to protect you also. So that's very nice, too, while you're going through
that
this.
It's funny because the other night, maybe, I don't know, a week or so ago, I saw a cat walking on my back porch.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
Like
just out of curiosity,
ledge.
What kind was it? Oh, on the
it
ledge.
It was a black
wow.
cat.
A black cat. Oh, God, I love black cats. That is cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why, you know, that the cat is around you and protecting you. So that's a good sign for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm,
there
uh-huh.
you go, girl. Peg, do you want to add to that?
Yep, sure. The first card that I got was Love Yourself. And that is the card, you know, that has to do with, you know, the base foundation of, you know, that when we do love ourselves, we have confidence and we have the ability to, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, to have confidence as far as meeting people and confidence and, you know, starting a relationship and being ourselves. And I feel like the angels are saying that once we have this, then we are really ready to have a relationship and to nurture it. And the second card that I got was you are not alone. And that's just, it's almost like validation, you know, that once we have that basic concept of loving ourselves, it's something that we put out to the world, you know, and it makes it easier to attract other people, you know, and because once we have that intention of, or that intention of wanting to meet someone, you know, then the universe really helps us to do that, you know, and in loving ourselves, we are able to find a relationship that is good for us, and you know, and to make it happen. So I hope that helps you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Well, Anna, glad to have you call in. Let people know about the show and check back in with us. And to all you listeners, when all three of us talk over each other, it's because there's a slight delay in blog talk. We're not inherently rude, just so you people will know. Anna, thanks for joining us. God bless you. Stay happy, girl.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, all you folks can listen back on the archives, download them. That's what I always suggest. You can just, or you can go, you can certainly go to Psychics Gone Wild, check on both Jan Drake Bakke, Peg Jones, and myself. We can cover a lot more in a longer reading than we can in a short reading, but we're always glad to give you a little bit of insight. Now I'm on to area code 209. Can you hear us, 209?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Marlene, and it's wonderful to speak with all of you today.
Well, Marlene, we're pleased to have you. You get to choose which order you want to go in, my dear.
You know, whatever suits you, the way it's been done. All three, one, two, three, I love the way it's working, so.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, and to all you callers who have been on for a while, like I said, we are going to be on for an hour and a half, so stick with us. I assume my co-host knew that. If not, I guess I surprised y'all. So either way. Marlene, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a short one. We'll go the same way, and maybe we'll rotate here in a minute or two. But I call this 3 months in 3 minutes using 16 stones. And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop whenever it feels right to you. And I'll tell you in general what I'll see for the next couple months.
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Okay, well, you've got Neptune at the very top, so it's showing a lot of fresh spiritual approach and so forth. Pluto in the center is showing some healing, some issues that kind of make you feel maybe up against the wall in some areas, or like you've got some sort of fixing something, some sort of resolution. But it feels like it's coming actually fairly soon here, because in the next week or so, you'll not only feel a fresh sense of direction, what you've been learning, what you've been sort of this buildup of energy you've had going with you, it feels like it releases in a very practical, good, healthy, flowing way, such that by the first and second week here, you really bring in a lot of luck to yourself, and you really bring in a lot of fresh opportunity. You feel back in power again about it. Even though you're resolving some issues right now that are kind of tough, but the thing I think that's very strong is Neptune on the top, and even the Life Stone above it is showing how you've thought about this from a very spiritual perspective, and it's helped you put the brakes on and the accelerator in the right direction. So trust yourself, your gut instinct. Is this making sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does.
You with me? Okay, it's very strong here. So by the third and fourth week here, as you realize that this trust in your instinct and making these sort of bold decisions and taking the right steps, not only have they empowered you in the first week or so, they're setting up a pattern for you to feel much more empowered in the future and to feel a lot more flexible. That's one thing that's coming in. You have a lot more flexibility. You look back with not only no regret, but because you're moving forward with such luck and such freedom and expansion here from the fourth and third and fourth and fifth week on. And by the sixth and seventh week here, with both business, with personal commitments, with love, and with communication and fresh techniques, you've learned so much. You're going to be applying that from the 6th to the 12th week. And the reason, as I was saying earlier, the life stone sitting outside by 11 o'clock outside the circle is showing that long-term what you're learning a lot about is how to really organize and make things work and do it on a very productive and happy basis rather than sort of the tension you feel building up. And that's why you're spiritually listening to your intuition and making the smart, wise, cool, calm, collected way of dealing with things in the next week and a half or two, because that will work. And you know what I'm talking about. Does that help you, my dear?
It does. Thank you very much.
You too. And Miss Jan, what do you add to that?
Sure. Well, I get the goose really clearly. And when you look at it, it's such a beautiful bird. This is a time of good fortune. So be receptive to and appreciative of all the good things that come to you. Call on your ancestors for their guidance and protection, and once you do, you'll notice a significant increase in your spiritual awareness. Reread some of your favorite fairy tales and legends and see what new meanings you can get from them now as an adult. And if you feel like it, write creative and imaginative stories, either about actual experiences you've had or those that are made up. Even though it may not always appear to be so, you are very well protected. And one more thing, it says you're highly protective of your young and your territory, and you possess an innate wisdom about life here on Earth, and you know how to make the best of most situations. So that's pretty
that's
cool.
Fine.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that I really like that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. You're welcome.
And Sister Peg?
Did you have a specific question or intention for the reading?
Yes. I actually have been feeling a lot of fatigue lately. And I do have arthritis, but I'm wondering whether or not I'm low on certain vitamins or minerals, or I just want to find solutions. Any solutions, I'll try anything at this point.
Okay, well, I'm not one to give medical advice, but I'm hearing to check that, you know, to maybe check into some holistic ways and maybe finding out if there's any other type of maybe herbs, if you're able to take them, or even look into essential oils. You know, you can, like Whole Foods, if you have a Whole Foods near you, they have a section, and they also have someone that can work with you on, you know, on some issues that you may have. And they may make some suggestions for you. And also, the card that I received was physical outlet. And that reminds me that even though we do have arthritis, it is good to do some type of exercise, even if it's like swimming, like, you know, a therapeutic swimming maybe, or something,
okay.
You know, to that. And I'm hearing that that will really help the arthritis, you know, some type of exercise or just some walking, maybe, if you're able to.
Okay.
So I hope that that helps.
It did. Thank you all very much. I truly, truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Marlene, we truly appreciate you being with us. And three thank yous to you, Marlene.
Thanks so much. Have a great evening.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're probably all going to do our own little plug here. I just want to let you folks know I'm running a special on readings through the end of January. Get your pencil and paper. If you can email me if you want to, if you forget the link. My email is gw@garywimmer.com, gw@garywimmer.com, or you can Google GaryWimmer.com. You'll find me. The special is GaryWimmer.com/NY, as in New Year's, .html, self-explanatory. GaryWimmer.com/NY.html. And we are moving along, and we're also going to ask you folks to be sure and check us out on Psychics Gone Wild, because you'll find a lot of information about us. And so far, it's been quite a thrill having all three, both ladies and myself, touch base with y'all. We're going to try and keep that up. This is area code 210. Can you hear us, 210?
Yes. How you doing, Gary?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is Shannon from Texas.
Shannon. Well, we got some Texas folks in here tonight, Shannon. Good to have you. What do you want? Do you want some angel reading, some totem reading, a general reading, or in which order?
General reading, please.
Okay. And even though you asked general reading, we're going to ask both my illustrious cohorts, Jan and Peg, to get some information to you as well. This is 3 months in 3 minutes. It's kind of general, but it'll cover a lot of issues. And you can always listen back on the archives. And having said that, Shannon, have I ever done a reading for you before?
No.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. I know a couple Shannons. All you have to do, my dear, is say drop whenever you feel it's appropriate.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, you're about to start a lucky cycle. You have been through some difficulty here, certainly some things about relationships and communication and opportunities, but you've got the luck stone, excuse me, right at the top. So it shows that you're in this mental state right now that you want to break out of things. You're ready for, you feel some, maybe some confusion, but what it feels like to me, it's inspiring you to, like, be bold. Don't worry about things, but see yourself as entering this fresh year with a lot of luck and empowerment and so forth, because it helps you deal with both place and commitments and business all pretty much the first week, week and a half or two, and really helps you out on terms of how you deal with men and how you feel with love. So it's sort of a win-win here for you to see yourself lucky and to go along with that, see yourself as blessed and beautiful and starting to create this magic for yourself. Because by the third and fourth week, not only has it helped you a lot, you've broken out of a lot of patterns, you're starting to think real fresh, and you've been able to reorganize at the same time. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You're a little freer, and you're much more organized. And that sets into the third and fourth and fifth week here, when you start really seeing a lot of your long-term plans. And you start feeling emotionally connected with where you're going instead of maybe frustrated where you've been. And this really sets a path up for you. By the fifth and sixth and seventh week, as you think outside the box even more, as you get more adventuresome in your thoughts about yourself and how you see relationships and how you see your career, you're going to realize from the ninth to the 12th week that you've really developed like a strong sense of confidence, of sellability. This is not only confidence in love and relationships, but it's confidence in how you communicate and how you sell yourself and how you make decisions. And the Jupiter stone, which is so strong here, is pointing directly to the life stone outside the circle. So that means that the expansion, the positivity you feel, especially when you recognize from the 9th to 12th month how much it's affected you, that's really setting up a very nice template for you in the future where you can have a more continuous flow of that kind of energy. Now, that's short and sweet, Shannon. Does that make some sense to you, I hope?
That makes very good sense.
Well, good. It's short and sweet, and we're going to pass you to my beautiful cohorts, Jan and Peg. Jan?
Thank you.
Yes, I keep seeing snow everywhere, and I don't know if you have snow in Texas, but for some reason I'm seeing a big thing of just tons of snow, and then all of a sudden I see a penguin. So penguin says, you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are, and you have everything you need inside you and in front of you to have a good life, so always keep that in mind. You'll soon be able to experience lucid dreaming where you become fully aware while dreaming and can change the details of the dream. Wow. This is an excellent time to explore altered states of consciousness, like astral travel. I don't know if you're into that. Whatever you feel like you're suffering through or simply enduring, be as loving, compassionate, and patient with yourself and others as you can through the remainder of this cycle. And it says you'll soon face a test of your will, and as long as your will and purpose are aligned with Spirit's will, you'll sail right through it. So you have a remarkable capacity to endure even the harshest of conditions, and you are a very caring, protective, and patient parent with your own children. And you're also a very well-balanced individual. You have a gift of being able to be comfortable and function effectively in different states of consciousness. Cool. Wow. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, especially when you said astral travel, because that happens to me quite often.
You astral travel?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Cool.
A little scary, though.
What's that?
Sometimes it's a little scary because, this is something that I can't quite control. It just happens.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh. That's very neat, though, that you have the ability to do that.
And are aware of it. Peg, what can you add to that?
Okay. You just wanted a general reading, right?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. And the card that I got was Divine Timing. We all want things to happen now. Like we want our life laid out before us, and for us to know everything that's going to happen, especially when we have plans and, we have a certain time when we want to have this thing occur, and it always goes back to the universe and divine timing, and so I'm hearing, to keep with the goals that you may have, and just to trust, that the universe will help you, and that's basically it. Just keep at it and have that faith that it will happen, and enjoy the journey along the way, too. So I hope that helps.
Yes, that was wonderful. All three of you guys, that was fantastic.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's always thank good you. To hear, Shannon, when someone says that, because one thing none of us want to do is screw up somebody's life. So we take what we do. Seriously, I guess if you can say that, in intention and so forth, although we have fun doing it and so forth. So glad you got a triple whammy there. Jan, if you're typing, I'm going to cut you off here just for a second. Okay, we're going to move on to area code 516. 516, hold on just a second. Coming in 516, can you hear us?
Yes, I sure can.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra, we're glad to have you with us tonight.
Thank
do you want
you.
To do the same order, general reading, and then have some comments with Jan and Peg?
Well, I'm moving to a new area, so I think I kind of want to know a little bit about that, like how that's going to be for me for 2014.
Okay. I just lost your name here. Would you repeat that?
Sure. It's Sandra.
Sandra, okay. I wanted to write it down here, and before I could click on it, it disappeared because it stays longer than my memory. Okay. you're about to move, you said, right?
Yeah, at the end of the month, I'm moving to a new area, and I'm pretty excited about it. So I just wanted to see what, I guess that's kind of general, but I want to see what's going to be happening when I get there.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, and it will obviously including this move, and then we're going to let my beautiful co-host Jan and Peg add some information to that. So all you have to do, Sandra, is say drop whenever it feels appropriate to you.
Okay, please drop.
There you go. Well, it looks like the most important thing it feels like is just this feeling of love you've got, and about commitments and about fresh feelings and so forth. You've kind of patched up on some things here in the past that have sort of given you this feeling of being healed, free, feeling good about love, feeling good about how you feel about yourself, about relationships and emotions. There has been a lot of change that sort of has brought some of this on, and there's certainly been some spiritual asking questions, and that's how you get answers, and letting go of some doubts and fears, and that's how you make better progress. We all have fears and doubts, very natural and very normal, but we also have the ability to look them in the face and decide to become empowered in spite of them or because of them. And it feels like you've gone through a lot of that. So you're about to, in this next week and a half or two, feel quite a lot of fresh love in your life, vitality, good feelings, good emotions, and that sort of thing. And by the third and fourth week here, it looks like with the Life Stone in this fresh environment or getting close to this fresh environment, you're doing a lot of organizing. You're having to really use your time to get things organized so you can it's almost like you don't want to stretch out the change, the move in. You want to get it done. You want to get everything down. You want to lay out your game plan so you can feel lucky, organized, communicative, and back in the, flow of things sooner rather than later. So you're probably putting some self-imposed deadlines on yourself from about third and fourth week on. And they... You handle them quite well. It's like not so much pressure as much as progress, and that's very inspirational because you've got luck and you've got Jupiter and you've got a lot of good stones affecting how you organize and how you get things to work for you once you sort of get there. And from the 9th to the 12th week, as you feel better and better about what you've done, you're going to realize sort of how you had go through some intense changes to where you felt powerful and you felt this move and you felt back in love again. And because of that, you're learning a lot about that and a lot about things in the future where you can have your intuition work for you very strong. You can let go of things fast. You can feel very enlightened sooner rather than later. And that's kind of what I'm seeing for you. I hope that makes sense awesome. To you, girl.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Gary.
You too. Jan, you want to add to that?
It's really cool because I do. Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Jan. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see quite a few animals for you, so I'm just gonna go where the last one was the horse, and it's very big. I just see the very strongly, and so and then the other one was tiger too. And so,
oh, I knew I was a tiger.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go. Let's read the tiger first then. Okay.
It tiger, sounds like I'm collecting animals now.
You must be. Tiger says focus, presence, passion, confidence, discipline, and devotion. Tiger is razor sharp claws are hidden within tiger's powerful paws, but tigers use restraint, control, of their emotions and only strike when necessary. Tiger understands timing and thus enjoys success. Tiger teaches the importance of concentration, patience, and how to use the element of surprise. We learn to release mental distractions and be more consciously aware. Tiger's intensity demands that we be fully present. Tiger is not so much about play, but purpose. Awakens passion, readying us for new adventures. When tiger shows up, we may sense a renewed response to life. Not just halfway, but fully and passionately. Tiger energy is strong, emotionally deep. We feel with tiger moving sleekly, through the jungle of our own self. Each tiger's stripes are unique, and they reveal the balance in tiger, calm yet energized, clear and focused. And tiger is linked with enlightenment. So when tiger comes to call, we are asked to awaken our senses, follow our passion, and center ourselves in the moment. So that sounds like a positive animal to be around you while you're moving. You're going to be really centered and following your passion. But the horse came through too. So I just want to say a few words about that. You are about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. And I don't know if this is unexpected, this move, but it's time to free yourself from those physically, emotionally constricting aspects of your life. And you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this any ordeal. And you're much more powerful than you think you are. The situation requires strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family, friends, and community is important right now. So that's what the horse is saying to you. And
I love that.
So that's kind of neat. I'm glad
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
A horse and a tiger. And Peg, what can you add to that, my dear?
The card that I have is share your wisdom, share your knowledge, share your experience, and basically not to be afraid to do that. There must be something that you may have some type of experience in, and something that you might be a very well knowledge about, and or there's even something that you may want to know about that you are thinking of looking into. And either way, they're suggesting that if there is something that you really do want to learn, then to go ahead and do this. Or if there is a subject area that you feel quite confident in, to talk about it and to express it. It's almost like, you know, speaking to groups, maybe teaching a class, something to that. So.
Okay.
They're saying to share your experience and share your wisdom. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Peg.
You're welcome.
And thank you all very much, and have a happy 2014.
Thank you. You too.
Is it already 2014?
It is.
You scared me, girl. Hey, thank you, Sandra.
Thanks.
Have a good
Thanks, day. Sandra.
And you folks, always you can always go download the archives, like we said before. Just want to let you know we've got several callers here, and we're probably going to get to all of you folks, just to give you an idea. Area code's 989-856-315. We will be getting to you, and probably 2052. Now, 843, if you want to get a reading or make a comment, you have to press 1 so we know you are in the host room. Having said that, you folks be sure and check out Psychics Gone Wild, where you can find out more about Jan Drake Bakke, about Peg Jones, and myself, Gary Wimmer. Check out our website, see what we do, and we're thrilled to have you on the show with us tonight, and we are moving to area code 989. Are you there, 989?
I sure am. How are you this evening?
We're doing pretty well. Am I agree with you, Peg and Jan? We doing pretty well, ladies?
Oh, yeah, we're doing great.
Very well. Absolutely.
Doing great.
I hate to disappoint you, Gary, but I'm not going to ask about a relationship. I hope that's okay.
Oh, it's fine. What is your name, my dear?
My name is Connie, and I want to give a shout-out to Jan.
Oh, Connie, yes. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Glad you're here. Hey.
Me too. I'm just calling for a general reading, and then I am so fascinated with this totem stuff, I want to find out a little bit about that also.
Which would you like, where would you like to start, Tani?
I will start with you, Mr. Davis. Doesn't matter, whatever's easier for you guys.
Okay, I'll give you a general reading. I call it 3 months and 3 minutes, give or take.
Okay.
And I don't know if y'all can hear these stones through. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm charging up 16 stones in my hand, and I was jumping on Peg a minute ago because I heard her typing. I was wondering, maybe I'm making that much noise myself, so my apologies, Peg. Okay.
They don't sound that loud.
Okay. Well, I never said I was perfect. I tell my girlfriend that, and she tells me I'm not every day, so I realize I'm not.
Only God is perfect, Colin.
That's right. Having said that, Connie, whenever you feel like saying drop, I'll tell you what I'll see for you.
You go ahead and drop those bad boys.
Okay. Well, you're starting on a very lucky cycle. You've got, you've got the Jupiter, the Magic Stone, Lux Stone, all entering into the present. It's a fresh time for you to start making real good plans, too, both about your environment, about your place, about where you want to go, because in the next couple weeks, there's going to be a lot of things you're going to, get fresh ideas about priorities, making plans and schedules and figuring out how to organize your work, organize your plans, your structure into this coming year. So the plans and things you've had, the ideas you've had, you're ready to move forward with them. You're probably in a better position now as far as balance and confidence than you've been in a while. Not that you haven't been. You're pretty positive already, but it feels like just a refreshing of maybe it's the New Year's resolutions you made, that sort of thing. Because by the second and the third week here, not only do you have so many more things organized and you have a game plan laid out, you're able to look back on the first week or two, even with some things you weren't sure about how it was okay, because you made decisions and you prioritized and it all worked out well for you. So by the fourth and fifth week, as you see how you've organized your life, you're also seeing how you can, it feels like stretching plans, growing plans with business, breaking through new ideas or territory or people, that sort of thing. And also, are you a healer? You're in the healing business? Something along
no,
that
sir,
line?
No, sir, I am not.
Well, it sure feels like you've got a lot of healing ability that you can apply to people and situations, almost like a good, kind of like an efficiency expert. You can see how to make things work right. You can see flaws in the system, that sort of thing. Because from the ninth to the...
I have attention to detail.
Pardon me?
I said I have attention to detail. It drives people crazy.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. You could see these little flaws, things that don't mix right in your, you know. And speaking of details, yes, I was just about to say Mercury, which controls details, comes into play from the 9th to the 12th week. So even though you're going to be more detail conscious, you're going to be able to, think bigger about it. You may work with the details, but it feels like you're assembling some, plan or package or something that's going to be a lot better in the future and probably is going to bring you a lot of good results by the end of this three-month period. And even by the fifth and sixth week, it feels like there's a lot of work done as according to paperwork, arrangements, plans, things like that that are going to work for you and be part of this expansion here that comes about by the end of this three-month period where you're going to be kind of surprised at how much you've gained. Does that make sense?
You know, that's very
to you?
Interesting because I'm unemployed at the moment, and I've been thinking about going in the direction. I like to cook, and I'm thinking of going in the direction of opening my own little cafe or something of that nature. So all of this is very interesting to me.
Yeah, I feel like it's your time. Like the Magic Stone's right at the top in Neptune. It's your time to start thinking of what you really want to do, even if it may not start immediately, but I got a feeling in the next 4 or 5 weeks you're going to have a lot of things ironed out and feel very confident about your direction. And it's going to help you take a lot of your fears away about changes disappearing and what happened to opportunity and why this happened. It's going to give you fresh visions of the future that are take the place of frustrations about the past, so to speak.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. That was a wonderful reading.
Glad you liked it, my dear. And
you can gold star, my friend.
Why, thank you, thank you. Glad I can help. Sister Jan?
Yes, I saw a few animals for you, Connie.
Okay.
And so I'm going for the last one here, since I already got the other two on hold. And, oh, gosh, let me see here. Where did I put them? I want to just share a little bit on each because they all come up very – the leopard was the last one.
Okay.
And I have the leopard on my new page, too. It's kind of neat. Take some time in solitude, preferably in nature, for a full day. Be sure to pace yourself by providing times of rest and play during any intense cycles. Whatever goal you're pursuing, don't reveal too much about it until it's completed, or this may interfere with its achievement. I don't know. You just think about what these things might mean. You'll be able to foresee events very vividly and accurately through dreams, visions, or feelings. And a secret that's been kept from you will soon be revealed. This is a time for expressing yourself passionately in whatever you do. With persistence and steadiness, you will attain your goal. And your intuition is heightened at this time, so pay close attention to your feelings and trust them. So you're a sprinter, not a long-distance runner, and accomplish much more with short-term goals punctuated with periods of rest and play. And you're very sensitive and enjoy are prone to strongly giving – wait a second. I lost that. You're blah, blah, blah. You have an air of mystery about you and rarely – talking about your dreams or plans, but just quietly pursuing them without a lot of fanfare. So
okay. That
is just, that's one of them. That was the last one. But the very first animal I saw was the fox. And so that was, I like the fox, because the fox is steps lightly with magic and sharpens the senses, guards the in-between. Quick-witted, persistent, swift, gentle, courageous, all these qualities describe the fox, and there's keen awareness and adaptability that the fox allows over 30 species to thrive in many habitats in the world. Foxes are generally solitary. They prefer to live between domains where different habitats meet. And let's see. Countless legends show that the fox as a shapeshifter and able to guide to other worlds. Fox can introduce us to fairies, nature spirits, and otherworldly realms. Now, that's the coolest part about it. I love that. And fox shakes up our consciousness, encouraging us to perceive beyond ordinary reality. Fox helps us to discern magic in the world. That's really cool. So,
yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me, because here you are with this group, and we're all about, you know, looking farther than, you know, looking into the higher realm. And anyway, agile, intelligent. What's that? I'm sorry.
I said this group has changed my life. It's wonderful.
For the change in your life.
Yeah.
Fox pushes us to be smart, creative, and cunning, and which. Part of the fox is a trickster. And fox wisdom hones our senses and integrates our abilities into balance. Anyway, it says, fox, we learn to dance lightly with life. And I think that is so, that's lovely.
Dance, got to have dance in there.
Yeah. I know, I thought that was kind of neat. And the last one, just for a minute, just for a second here, I saw the German Shepherd dog, and so it says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways. And you're very loyal to your friends, your work, and your community. And you do your best when you work where you can serve humanity in some way. You thrive in groups and with people and with a lot of people around you. And you're someone who often is the one that's quickest to respond to when things go wrong. So I think that's very positive.
Yes. Thank you. What a wonderful thing.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I hope. I can't remember if you told me what you thought one of your totems were, but I...
No, I had no idea.
I got. Oh, okay. Okay.
No, but I love all the ones that you mentioned, and they fit
good.
In one way or another, so very nice.
Great.
Peg, you want to add something to that?
Sure. And did you have a question or an intention for your reading, or did you just want a general?
Can you tell me if there's anybody from the other side trying to contact me?
Okay. All right. So, you know what they say when you feel like, not when you feel like, when you think of someone, that means that they're thinking of you. So if there's been someone that you've been thinking about a lot lately, they are probably right there with you. And if you feel that, I'm hearing to just start talking to them. And you may get impressions or feelings about something that may be on your mind. As for now, I don't really know if there is someone on the other side, but because I don't usually mix my angel cards with mediumship, I keep them separate, and I'm basically just doing angel cards. But I did pick a card, and it's divine purpose. And we all want to know what our purpose is in life. And, and to me that means, you know, that you want to know the end product of what your life is going to be about. And what I'm hearing is that what you're doing now is your life purpose. And as you walk on your path, you know, through the days, through the weeks, through the months, you know, be aware of the experiences that happen and where it leads you to. And I'm also hearing that that, you know, as time goes on, you do start to see your purpose, but it's never the same. There's always some type of change, you know, as you go on and as you grow and develop. And, you know, I guess in many ways I feel like your life purpose is to love yourself and to love others and to help them in the way that your gifts can help you to do that, you know. And so I'm not getting anything specific, but I'm hearing, you know, to think about what it is that you're doing now and, you know, how you can bring that to others and how it can help you too. So I hope that helps.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. You guys
you're
all
welcome.
Have a good evening.
You have a
you
good
too,
evening, Connie.
Connie. Thanks.
All right. Good night.
Happy New Year, girl. We've got about 15 minutes left, and we've got we're going to try and get to three more callers, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. If my lady friends are all right, I'll take the first one. We're going to give Jan the second one, and the third one we're going to give to Peg. That'll probably round out our 15 minutes. This is area code 856. Are you there, 856?
Hello?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Rosemarie?
Right.
Okay, Rosemarie, can I do a general reading for you?
Sure.
Okay, this will be, as I say, 3 months and 3 minutes. Let you folks know that area code 315 and 205, we will be with you in just a moment, closing out the show. Rosemarie, I charge these 16 stones up, and I call this, as I said, 3 months in 3 minutes. I will tell you kind of what I'll see in general for the next couple months.
Okay.
And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you what I see in this pattern.
Drop.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You've been getting over a lot of difficult issues, and it feels like you're finally able to move on those in a way that's very empowering for you. It's going to help you just in the first week or so. I feel a lot of fresh optimism, creativity, and like a new sense of purposefulness, dedication, responsibility, and that sort of thing. So the processing, the healing, the transformation you've been going through, even though it's sort of you're still going through it, consider it enough done to where you can all start seeing all this positive, fresh energy in your life unfolding in the next couple weeks, because it is unfolding. And you're going to feel a lot of opportunity and flexibility and change and freshness here in the first week or so. And by the second and into the third week here, you've got Sun Stone, Life Stone, Neptune, Moon, and Luck Stone all close. So this is showing a lot of harmony between plans, thoughts, ideas, hopes, and aspirations. They're not all over the board. They're all actually on the same page, and you're making progress with all of them. Excuse me, I get a little tongue-tied when I talk faster than my brain will work, or vice versa, in either case. By the third week, you've opened up this fresh feeling of faith and optimism and creativity and seeing where you're going to go for yourself. So that's why I say don't be afraid to put some of this processing aside so you can let all this positive energy come in, because it really is. And by the fifth and sixth week here, this affects you a lot in terms of love, in terms of plan, in terms of direction, in terms of communication, decisions, and being able to deal with a lot of like things in an objective way where you can move forward without feeling like you're you do things in an objective way without feeling heartbroken about them or challenged on a heart way. It helps you a lot with learning, with finishing up on decision-making and so forth. And from the 9th to the 12th week here, you're going to realize how much imbalance you feel, how much harmony you feel around your place, around just new sensations for yourself. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes. Cool.
Well, I hope that works for you. God bless you. Check back in the show, Rosemarie. See what we do on Psychics Gone Wild, both me and Jan and Peg, my co-host, and check back in with us again, okay, girl?
All right, thank you, and Happy New Year.
You too. And to rotate in our last 11 minutes, this is area code 315, and 315, we're going to let Jan do some her animal totem magic on you. 315, who are we speaking with?
This is Annette from New York.
Annette, good to have you on.
Annette?
Jan?
Yes.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, honey. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. You know what, Annette, I don't remember what I told you the last time, so let me see here. And if, you know, I'll just see what's coming through for the moment. And I want to know, how are you doing, mostly, too?
I have to go to the doctor's on Friday, so.
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is everything going okay, though, like staying the same?
Well, I've been put on a ton of medicine, so I'm kind of doped up, you know. So
right.
I'm hoping to get off all that stuff, let's put it that way.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes through really fast and sometimes it doesn't, and so right now it's just not coming through as fast as it usually does, so I'm not seeing it yet, but it will in a second. And I swear to God, I know that I gave you the hummingbird one time at one point, and I'm seeing another hummingbird again.
Yeah, I did look that up, by the way. And
you did? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was hummingbird, butterflies, and bunny rabbits.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm seeing the hummingbird again. And since we've already done that one, let me see if there's something else that's coming through too for you. And I also see the swan.
Oh, that's supposed to be a good one. I know that from somebody else.
Uh-huh. So let's check out what the swan says right here. And that's neat that the hummingbird is still there. I mean, it's a nice animal to have, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what the swan says. And all I'm doing is just trying to see where I can find it. Okay, hold on. It's right here. The swan is a beautiful animal. I should have the swan down by now because I've seen quite a few swans lately in the last couple months. But the swan says graceful and elegant. Swan brings our intuitive gifts to the surface, balancing insight with fair-mindedness. Swan reveals how to integrate inner beauty with outward expression, teaching us to be clear and confident about our own personality. How beautiful. And but why isn't it coming up on another page? So I'm so sorry. I can't seem to find. That's just one part of that. Let me see if it's. Let's see. It's right here. Anyhow, and it says, we encompass many worlds. We encounter many different situations, lands, and environments. There are many faces to the swan, yet always we are centered in our own core being. We hold a strong center of inner knowledge and joy. We embrace new situations, and we devote ourselves to the task at hand. When raising our young, we focus our vision and love. When moving between lands, we thrill to the air as we sail through clouds. In the water, we carry ourselves with pride. Our teaching is about moving seamlessly, adapting to any moment with grace that comes from the center inside ourselves. This is the swan's teaching, integrating every moment, every situation with the full presence of our own self. That is how you develop a strong center. That is how you reveal beauty in the world. Oh, that I just love it. Swan is just a beautiful, beautiful totem. With their elegance and curved necks, bright white feathers, and smooth gliding movements, swans are ethereal and delicate. Actually, they are quite hardy and strong. But swan brings our hidden strength to light, reminding us that appearances can be misleading. Swan's strong spirit requires respect associated with courtship, fidelity. Swans usually mate for life. And as water birds, they paddle through the fluidity of feelings, dreams, and creativity. So anyway, I don't know what your question was or anything, but that is just an incredible animal to have around you while you're going through your health problems and your doctors and everything. And so do you feel like what would your question be? What did you already ask a question? I am so out of it. Can you tell? I'm animal all around me, so I'm a little spacey.
You're doing fine, Jan. I think you nailed it without a question. I think she didn't ask a question, I don't think. And you
no, I didn't ask
a
question.
Oh,
but that's okay.
So you do, you're doing...
Pardon me?
I said it worked great, right?
Yes. You know, a swan is a good totem. I know that from a different person that I associate with. And whenever she sees swans, it's like, you know, she's ecstatic, you know, because it's a good totem to have.
Yes. Oh,
but
that's
I'll
good. I'm glad to hear that she said that.
A personal email on the other stuff, and then it'll explain it.
Okay. That. Oh, good
idea.
Great.
Okay,
I'm glad you will. Thank you. You have my email address and everything?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, thanks for calling
in
tonight. Let people know about the show, and we're going to turn the last call over to our dear Miss Peg. Remember, folks, you can always get in touch with us through Psychics Gone Wild. Find out about myself, Miss Jan Drake, Miss Peg Jones, and find out how we do readings. Give a little more time, a little more information. 205, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes, who are you speaking with? Yes, can you hear me?
This is Lisa.
Lisa.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me, Lisa?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Lisa, we've only got about 4 minutes left, and we're going to let Miss Peg Jones give you a little angel guidance, okay?
Okay. Do I ask a question, or does she just...
That's up to you.
If you have a question, Lisa, go right ahead. That would be great.
Yes.
That would help.
I'm going through a divorce, a really bad divorce right now, and I'd like a little guidance how to get through this, what I need to do.
Okay, Lisa, I'll see what I can find. See what the angels have to say. They always have something nice to say. Okay, the advice that I got from the angels tonight is make a wish. So when you have time to yourself, just make a wish and send it to the angels. And just focus on that wish and know that that they are working on it. And that's about it, I think. I think that's about all that I have, but I think what I'm going to do is pick another card and see what else they have to say.
Okay.
And this card, I think, is really good, too. It's self-care. You know, be sure to take care of yourself, you know, and to do things that you enjoy, to be with people that you enjoy, and you know, to be gentle with yourself and not to try to dwell too much, you know, or to be too sad for too long, you know, to try to do things that you enjoy. With friends or with family. And I feel like the angels are saying to focus on you in maybe more than you have been. So I hope
okay.
that helps.
It does. It does.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Lisa, Happy New Year to the Psychics Gone Wild crew. And on behalf of Jan and Peg and myself, we sure enjoyed having all you folks with us this evening. We ask you to always pay attention to Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. You can find out about our shows. You can find out the time and schedule. That's blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Gone Wild. And you can find out a lot about myself, Miss Peg Jones, and Jan Drake Bakke on Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a great time. Good to have you ladies with us. And look forward to having all three of us together again. What do y'all think?
I think it
absolutely,
was
Gary.
All
it was
right.
Fun.
Oh, me too.
Very much.
That's a 3-0 vote.
Very,
so
very awesome.
We voted ourselves into a happy new year, and we're so glad we can help some of you folks. We can't answer everything. You're not supposed to. Life's supposed to be challenging. You're supposed to make decisions. You're supposed to be brave. You're supposed to make a chance. But as both Jan and I and Peg will acknowledge, you can know a lot more than you realize. So ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask. Am I correct, Jan?
Absolutely.
Am I correct, Peg?
Definitely. Absolutely.
You folks
absolutely.
Have a good night. God bless you, ladies. Pleasure to be with you all. You can listen back on the archives. Check us out on Psychics Gone Wild, and we will see you folks soon. Happy New Year, folks. Thank you for
being
here.
Happy New Year, everyone. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.